little bit of the overture from the producers. Mel Brooks, the producers, the musical is now on stage, or they're getting ready for it. I guess, would today be a dress rehearsal day? Would that be going on today at all, or was that just yesterday? When did you have that?
Yeah, tonight is our last dress rehearsal. We kind of have a little mini audience, so we're treating it like a show. But yeah, this is our last night to get everything right.
And these are like family and friends, right?
Yeah.
Or people who kind of will see what you've been up to and where you've been for the last. How long have you been produced or involved in getting this performance ready?
This has been about a 6-week process, but it goes all the way back to February because we had auditions around the third weekend, I believe, around President's Day, if I'm not mistaken. So we had auditions then, and then we started the show at the beginning of June with rehearsals, and now we're here in the second week of July ready to go on.
And we're speaking today with Andy Novak, who plays Leo Bloom in the performance, and Pamela Schertz, who is Eula. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us.
So I'm looking at the Facebook page, and I'm looking at this as a... as a musical, you know, we think of certain different types of grand types of musicals. This is kind of a musical within a musical. It's one of those things where it's sort of a self-referential, I guess, because it's a Broadway show and you're performing it as well. Talk about how that works in the performance of being able to kind of put on the show about the show. How do we know, you know, you're actually watching people then perform and get ready for a show.
Right.
Or doing that too.
Yeah. So, I guess putting on the show within a show, basically it's interesting because the whole concept is that these two sleazy producers, Leo and Max, they're trying to put on the worst show ever so that way they could get their, they could get a large sum of the money back, long story short. Yeah. But the show that they're putting on, it's called Springtime for Hitler. Yet at the same time, even though, of course, the concept is, you know, meant to be, it's meant to offend all people. That's the joke. I guess what's interesting is that we have to make it a really great production as well. And Pam has done a great job with the choreography. So I guess that's been kind of interesting. Because even though the show is supposed to be really bad, the actual production itself, the show within the show, has to have really good quality. So Pam's done a great job with the choreography for that. Luke's done a really good job with the costuming. And So
what's interesting is that in the show, the musical actually goes very well, and the producers find out they're going to get in trouble because they're going to have a hit show and they're not going to get their money back. So, yeah.
So it becomes that too. But yeah, though... obviously written by Mel Brooks and the great music that they added, you know, that was part of that makes for a fun adventure. Tell me a little bit about your involvement in this. You say you're Leo, right?
Yes, I'm Leo.
And so you and who's your cohort in this?
Luke Scattergood. He plays Max Bialystok, who's the ringleader of all this, kind of the sleazy producer who gets this mousy little accountant who's me involved in this whole scheme. So,
right.
Yeah.
Usually in a musical, there's a guy looking, you know, there's romance in it. Is there any romance going on in this particular?
Well.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yes.
So Leo and Eula kind of have a thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little about Eula's character. What's her role?
So Eula is a sexy Swedish girl that comes in. And she kind of like, she knows what she wants and she knows how to get it. And she kind of keeps the men on their toes and keeps them, I would think, keeps them organized. You know, and so she ends up falling in love with Leo, which I think kind of like throws Max off a little bit because Max is the one who wants all the ladies and Leo's a little bit shy around the women. So, yeah.
Now, is Eula part of the scheme or is she part of something within the show?
I think like not intentionally, but she knows, though, because Eula knows everything. She's kind of like, you know, ubiquitous in that way.
Yeah,
she kind of knows,
she's like the mastermind of everything. But yeah. It's fun.
See, talk a little bit about the sets and things. I looked on some there. There's some guys in some little tiny tanks as well. And there's some
Oh, my gosh. Yes, Mark and Ken. God bless them. So they come out as tanks in Springtime for Hitler. And they are such troopers because they come out in high heels and fishnets tights. And it's just great. But like I said, the musical is supposed to be a flop. So it's really kind of cheesy in some of the set and the sets and the things we add to the number. So they come out in these tanks and they just kind of like dance around and it's really kind of humorous.
Now you're also the choreographer.
I am.
I heard different reference. I was putting pieces together unless there was another Pam that was in the production.
No, not too many Pams.
So how do you work on putting good dancing and, you know, maybe schlocky dancing? Because if you're putting something together, how well does the dance work with what it should be? So it has to be good, but yet.
Yeah. So when I choreograph a show, I really just let the music kind of talk to me. So I listen to the music over and over again. And if I'm choreographing in my head and there's a constant combination that's sticking with me, I know it belongs in the show. But it's kind of fun just because we have some amazing talent in our cast and everyone is such a hard worker. It's been such a pleasure to work with everyone. But for the most part, I think the dancing, I mean, there's a song called Keep It Gay. Now that dancing's kind of like, you know, like fun and hokey and stuff. Right, but for the most part, I think the dancing is really good and the people do a nice job with it. So.
And just to speak on Pam's behalf, one thing she's really good at is helping every single person in this cast see their fullest potential.
Thanks, so, Andy.
Yeah, it's been really great being able to work with a choreographer who really brings out the best in people. So, yeah.
Talk about the music and how that's being produced and a little bit about the fun of how that's to do. How many songs do you get to sing?
Oh, gosh, you're in, like, everything.
Yeah. I mean, in the first act especially, like, once I come on stage, I'm really not off stage for that long. And then I think in act two, I have one little break while Max has this, what do you call, soliloquy, I guess, or his 11 o'clock number. But, yeah, as far as songs that I have on my own, there's three of them. There's one in act one, I Want to Be a Producer. Then I have That Face, which is, like, my love song to Ula. Mm-hmm. And then I have Till Him, which is my tribute to Max, basically. So in order to, like, memorize a lot of those songs, what I've done, it's a lot of just Bluetooth in the car, like, listening to, like, the lyrics and, you know, just reflecting on them and finding ways to deliver them. So,
and I'm looking at the set, and I don't know if I want to look at this. I'm amazing at this backdrop that's set up for her, for something like that. Was that created, or is that something that you rent from somewhere?
Yes, we rent that. So that's a backdrop. So we have two backdrops in the show, and it kind of just adds a little more scenery to the stage. So, yeah, we have that, and then we have a shimmer curtain, which is so fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say shimmer. That was the shiny little kind of glittery kind of curtain. That
yeah.
Yeah, like the Mylar, yeah, right. Yeah.
As well. And, again, this is going on tomorrow night. It opens up. It runs for, what, 2 weekends?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you also have a Sunday matinee. It's Mel Brooks, the producer's The Musical. It'll be at the Lorraine Performing Arts Center. What are you most excited about coming up?
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited about a lot. I guess the thing that comes to mind first would be the fact that we get to celebrate this great thing that Mel Brooks created. God bless him. I think that Mel Brooks, for those of you who don't know, he was a World War II veteran who served for the American Army. And the amazing thing about Mel Brooks is that instead of using rhetoric to take down this terrible person, Adolf Hitler, what he does is he uses humor to attack him. And I think that Mel Brooks is just amazing for that reason, the fact that he just uses humor and satire in the most, I guess, like, endearing way possible to really bring out the best in those who tell the story. So I'm excited for
that. And speaking of that, I don't know, well, how much the director works with. Sometimes you read a script and it may read one way in your head, but then when you're laying out the lines and the dialogue, you kind of see how it all plays out and with the humor to find out where the lines are or the laughs are.
Right, yeah,
something
exactly.
Something like that, too. Which is kind of sometimes different with a musical, because usually musical numbers are big and bold, and sometimes, you know, the humor for musicals doesn't always coincide too much for that. What brought you to do this for the Lorraine Community Music Theater?
Oh, well, so I am choir director at Vermilion High School, and Lorraine has this one event called the Festival of Carols, which takes place every December. And
it's usually the first Monday in December.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm usually there recording.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Yes, that's right. So my kids performed. And so fun fact, there was, like, this one lady backstage who had blonde hair. And I needed a chair. And she's like, okay, I'll get that chair set for you. And I'm like, do you have the chair set? She's like, yes, I have the chair set for you. And that lady happened to be the choreographer for the producers, Pam. So just a little funny, but anyway, so that was my initial involvement with LCMT, and then I heard about auditions. I came out for them the third weekend of February, and that morning, it was a Sunday morning, and I was kind of on the fence about it. I didn't know if I should do it or not, but thank God I did, because I came and auditioned, and I got the call informing me that I'd be playing one of my dream roles, Leo Bloom, and because of this, now I've gotten to make so many good friends, including Pam and...
Do your students know about this?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, actually...
my students do not.
Yeah, no.
Your students do.
Yeah, right, right, yeah. One of us is a first grade teacher. One of us is a high school teacher. I guess you could probably figure out which is which.
Yeah,
but my students, yeah, I put a little tweet out on our Twitter page. The Choirs for Vermillion have a Twitter page, so they know about it from that, and hopefully I'll see some of them there.
So, Pam, where are you teaching?
I teach for Perkins Local Schools. I teach first grade.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So you won't find them at the show.
No, you won't find my students at the show.
Well, eventually they'll see about it, yeah. But it's a fun show. Again, it's Mel Brooks, the producers, the musical. It'll be starting tomorrow and running through the 21st. That's the matinee day, the 2 o'clock. Otherwise, it's 7:30 at the Lorraine Community Music Theater's performance at the Lorraine Performing Arts Center. And you can always go to LCMT, I think is it that you, Lorraine Community Music Theater.org.
Yes.
It's a location for that. And they got a great Facebook page, a lot of great pictures. Not as much of a spoiler, but it lets us see what my people will come and see. And get a chance to meet some of the people that are performing, because they are the people in your community, because that's why it's the Lorraine Community Music Theater. Thanks for stopping in, both of you.
Thank you, Bruce. We appreciate it.
Pamela Schertz joining us, and also Andy Novak, again, the producers, performed by the Lorraine Community Music Theater.